This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. It's Thursday, October 8th, coming up on today's show. The MLB playoffs are underway, so I'll give you a full wrap-up of the 2015 regular season for USA Baseball's many alumni, and I'll look ahead to the matchups in the playoffs. So, let's see what's leading off. Some organizational news to kick things off today. The field for the 2016 USA Baseball Irish Classic has been announced. Notre Dame and USA Baseball will host this fourth annual event. Joining the Irish in the field will be Alabama, Brown, Bucknell, local NC State, and Niagara. 2012-18U alum Kevin Biggio will return to the National Training Complex with Notre Dame, and 2009-14U alum Preston Palmeiro and 2014-18U alum Xavier LeGrant will both return with NC State. The event will be March 4th through March 6th at the National Training Complex in Gary, North Carolina. Congrats are in order to the Houston Astros, who beat the Yankees 3-0 on Tuesday night in the AL wildcard game. They'll move on to face the Kansas City Royals in the ALDS. Houston has 10 USA Baseball alumni on their team, including 2007 World Cup alum Kobe Rasmus, who gave the team a 1-0 lead with a solo homer off of Masahiro Tanaka early on in the game. In the NL wildcard, two USA Baseball alumni faced off on the mound against each other. Collegiate National Team and Pro Team alum Jake Arrieta for the Cubs versus two-time CNT alum Garrett Cole for the Pirates. Congrats to the Cubs for moving on in that one as Arrieta pitched a complete game gem. He's one of 10 alumni on the Cubs, including potential Rookie of the Year Chris Bryant, who tied for the league lead in home runs by a rookie this season with 26, to go along with a batting average of .275, knocking in 99 RBIs and scoring in 87 runs. Both of those topped all rookies in 2015. Garrett Cole is one of 8 alumni on the Pirates, led by 2004-18U alumni Andrew McCutchen, who's looking to be in the top 3 of the NL MVP vote for the 4th consecutive season, which would be an incredible accomplishment for him. Cutch batted .292 with 91 runs scored and 96 RBIs this year. Among the other impressive USA Baseball alumni who made their MLB debuts this year is Cardinals outfielder and 2007-16U alum Randall Grichuk. Grichuk got called up for the second time in the season in mid-May by the Cardinals and stuck after that. He batted .276 this year with 17 homers and 47 total extra base hits in 103 games, slugging .548 and demonstrating a great power stroke for those Cardinals. Among the other NL playoff teams, USA Baseball has 10 more alumni on the Dodgers, 7 on the Mets, and another 10 on the St. Louis Cardinals, along with Randall Grichuk. There's a strong chance that the NL MVP and Cy Young Awards this year are swept by USA Baseball alumni. If Jake Arrieta and his 22-win 1.77 ERA doesn't win the Cy Young, it'll likely go to 2005-18U alumni Clayton Kershaw, who struck out a massive 301 batters this season to go along with a 2.13 ERA. The MVP award in the NL should be a landslide victory for two-time alum Bryce Harper, who finished the year second in the NL in batting average at .330, tied for first in home runs with 42, led the league in runs scored with 118, tied for fifth in the league in RBIs with 99, and led the league in both on-base percentage and slugging percentage. It was a massive breakout season for him at just 22 years old. Yes, he's still that young, and he'll likely earn him the first of many MVP awards to come in his career. Around the rest of the league, many of our alumni had their best seasons as a professional, including AJ Pollock, who performed well this year, batting .315 with 20 homers, 39 stolen bases, and 111 runs scored for the Arizona Diamondbacks, all of which are easily surpassing his career highs. I didn't mention him in the Cy Young vote, but Max Scherzer of the 2005 Collegiate National Team finished the year second in the NL with 276 strikeouts. Oh, and he also threw 2 no-hitters in one season, the first time that's been done twice in the regular season since Nolan Ryan in 1973. We talked about Scherzer's dominance after his first no-hit bid ever, and this one was even better. He struck out 17 batters, tied for the most by a pitcher in a no-hitter with, you guessed it, Nolan Ryan, and he also once again didn't walk a batter. The perfect game was done in by an error once again. That's the second time this year in the no-hitter he had 0 walks. Scherzer was in a league of his own when he was on this year, and for that he deserves a ton of recognition. So that's the NL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at how our alumni are doing in the American League. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. Now we'll take a look at the seasons for our AL alumni, starting with the race for the AL Cy Young and MVP awards. The AL Cy Young is a tight race between Houston Astros pitcher Dallas Keuchel and a pair of two-time collegiate national team alumni, both of which who went to Vanderbilt, David Price and Sonny Gray. Price was traded mid-season and his numbers got even better after he relocated to Toronto. He went 9-1 with a 2.3 ERA in his 11 starts with the Jays, and finished in 2015 overall with an 18-5 record, leading the American League with a 2.45 ERA. Sonny Gray was solidified as the Oakland A's ace this year, going 14-7 with a 2.72 ERA. The MVP award in the AL is another close race, this time between Josh Donaldson of the Blue Jays and 2010 Pan Am qualifier alum Mike Trout. They're tied in home runs, each blasting 41 this season, but Donaldson has Trout beaten both runs and RBIs, edging him out 122-104 and 123-90, respectively. Trout has the edge in batting average and on-base percentage, but since his Angels missed the playoffs and Donaldson's Jays are still in it, Donaldson might get the edge this year. Luckily for Trout, he is just 24 years old, so I'm sure he will have a chance to return to that MVP winner circle soon. AL Rookie of the Year has a chance to be a USA Baseball alumni as well, with Francisco Lindor of the Cleveland Indians being our top contender. Lindor came on strong in his first shot in the majors, batting .313 with 12 home runs, 12 steals, and he graded out as the fourth best defensive shortstop in all of Major League Baseball. He has stiff competition with Carlos Correa of the Astros, but Lindor's all-around game may give him the edge and the AL Rookie of the Year award this season. Correa's teammate on the Astros, Lance McCullers, is another player vying for Rookie of the Year in the AL as a 2010-18U National Team alumni. He threw 125 innings this year and struck out 129 batters while sporting a 3.22 ERA. He'll likely start Game 3 of the ALDS for the Astros versus the Royals after earning it with his impressive play this year. If you watched any of the AL wildcard game, you saw 2010 Pan Am qualifier alumni Chris Archer in a suit and tie playing the reporter role. Very well, I might add. He showed his off-the-field talent after a season where he struck out 252 batters, which is good for second in the American League. In addition to the 45 National League alumni competing in the playoffs, the AL has 35 as well. The Royals roster has 9 alumni, including Alex Gordon, Eric Hosmer, and Mike Moustakas, the heart of their lineup coming from USA Baseball. David Price on the Toronto Blue Jays is joined by R.A. Dickey on the pitching staff, and they are 2 of the 6 alumni USA Baseball has on the team. They'll face off with the Texas Rangers in the ALDS, who have the smallest USA Baseball representation with 4 players. And the already eliminated Yankees had 6 alumni to add to that total as well, including catcher Brian McCann and their electrifying setup man Dylan Betances. We'll close out today's show after this. There's only one way to get exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. And that'll do it for today's episode of our Pastimes Podcast. Follow along as our alumni compete in the MLB playoffs with their teams, and stay tuned for updates about the Premier 12 coming soon. Thank you all very much for listening. I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes Podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes Podcast, find us on iTunes or head to USA Baseball.